Swan Lake wouldn't be much of a ballet without the swans who dance behind the Swan Queen in the Corps de Ballet. 28-year-old author Sophie Flack knows well the life of a corps dancer. She was in the corps of the New York City Ballet for 9 years, and her first book, a novel for young adults, is loosely based on her own struggles to break out and become a soloist.
My name is Hannah Ward. Don't call me a ballerina. Ballerinas are the stars of the company. They dance center stage under the spotlight, and they get their own curtain calls. Their headshots are printed in the program with their names in large print. Me, I'm a dancer in the Corps de Ballet, just one of the dozens of girls who dance in graceful unison each night. My mother thinks I'm a star, but she's biased.
Sophie Flack's main character, Hannah, has moments of glorious dancing, but she and her frenemy in the Corps, Zoe, work so hard to get promoted at the Manhattan Ballet that they hardly ever venture far from the studio. One anorexic dancer collapses in rehearsal, and Hannah's non-dancer boyfriend begins to wonder if ballet really is a cult. Ultimately, dreams are dashed, as Flack's dreams were in real life. In 2009, she was laid off. Here and now's Lynn Menegon caught up with Sophie Flack at the South Shore Ballet Theater in Norwell, Massachusetts, where she was signing copies of her book, Bunheads, we'll explain, and answering eager fans.
What was like your daily schedule as a professional dancer?
Explain the title. What is a bunhead?
A bunhead is an insider term for a girl that's obsessed with ballet and always wears her hair up in a bun. And I decided to call the book Bunheads because I based it in the Corps de Ballet, and the main character deals with trying to actually break free from being a bunhead and becoming more of a woman as she grows up. The complex relationships between the corps is what really interested me, and what made me feel like I really had something to say, actually. It was a really interesting dynamic between relying on these women for camaraderie and comfort and humor. I mean, we were really silly together sometimes. And then I was literally competing with them always to be promoted to a soloist. We were all at the same level, and we all wanted to progress in our careers. And it was very cutthroat. And I think the relationship between Hannah and Zoe plays with that maybe more than any other pairing.
She says cruel things to your character, or Hannah, in the book.
She says some nasty things behind people's backs, but Hannah also isn't a perfect protagonist at all. I mean, she also participates in some of the cattiness. And then there's some really sweet moments between Hannah and Zoe when she kind of reminisces about when they were younger. So it's a really complex friendship that was really fun to explore.
Did you have a friend like that? Are you still in touch with your core friends?
All of the characters are composites of many people that I encountered over the years. I mean, Hannah isn't me, which actually made it much more fun to write. And I am in touch with a couple of girls. It's difficult because the world is so insular that when you leave, it's kind of like the mob. You're either in or out.
What were some of the most joyful moments for you? In the book, Hannah has one of those incredible moments where she's backstage, she's just watching the show, and the star injures herself, and what happens?
So Hannah had been understudying this part. She and Zoe, her frenemy, her rival, had both been learning Lottie's role, and Lottie gets injured on stage, and Hannah's thrown on having, you know, basic idea of the counts, but had never actually rehearsed the steps. And being thrown on is a regular occurrence for corps dancers because you're always understudying. And for in my experience, it was the most stressful part of the career.
People are taking your clothes off backstage and putting you into costumes, your pointe shoes. I mean, it's crazy. People don't know this.
People don't know this. This happens all the time. All the time. I mean, several times a week. It's terrifying. It's very high stress. You have to kind of follow along and recall the steps during a performance. It's very high stress, high drama. In the book, it only occurs once, but in reality, it happens way more than anyone is comfortable with.
Bunheads is called a young adult novel. But it's pretty unflinching, really, in its look at ballet. In thousands of ballet schools across the country, little girls are dreaming of putting on the tutu and the tiara and the pink tights and the pointe shoes and becoming a ballerina. What do you hear from parents or aspiring dancers about what this life is like as you've portrayed it?
I think people appreciate honesty and straight talk. I certainly do not, never intended to dissuade anyone from pursuing dance. I wish that I had had more information. I still would have been a dancer. I wanted it more than anything. And I knew it would be a difficult life, but there, I think it's really nice to have someone that really went through it share what it's really like. And I think the book really kind of allows you to take a peek backstage and like what really happens. Because when you're sitting in the audience, ballet is very much about mystery. And there's been a real, I think, kind of maybe fear of what happens if people really know what it takes, that ballet will lose its magic. But I think it actually could really attract a new audience and they'll maybe appreciate it more or in a different way.
Sophie Flack, former ballerina and author of the book Bunheads. She spoke with Here and Now's Lynn Menegon. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a wonderful weekend, and please join us again here and now.